Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. My respected Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, damat barakatuhum, the other ulama ikram who are seated amidst us, the many huffaz ikram who are amidst us this evening, as well as my most dear elders and brothers in Islam, not forgetting our mothers and sisters in the madrasa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. First and foremost, it will be inappropriate without from the side of the madrasa also wishing the newly wedded couple everything of the best in this world as well as in the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala bless their marriages in such a manner that it become an example for all our budding people who are looking for partners in life. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is only the fadl, the karam, the raham of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ki Allah Rabbul Izzat has assembled us here this evening. That happens to be a Saturday evening. And only Allah alone knows that on a night like this, where so many of us could have been today. But to be assembled in this beautiful environment of Masjid al-Nur, with the Nur of Allah Ta'ala descending upon us, where the rahmat of the malaika is descending upon us, as well as the sukoon and the kanaat from Allah Ta'ala's side is being dished out freely for us, we are indeed in the company of excellent and pious people. May Allah Ta'ala accept our sitting.
Amen.
Tonight happens to be a very auspicious night. A night which is unlike many other nights in terms of where students who are aspiring to acquire knowledge move from one grade to the other, one kitab to the other, or from one degree to the other, and so on and so forth. Tonight is an assembly which we will call Jalsa, and it is a khatam of this beautiful kitab, Mishkatul Masabih, which is a compilation of the hadith of Rasulullah. So inshallah, as we proceed, and we begin to establish how the effulgence and the nur of Allah Ta'ala descending upon us, we will talk more about the auspiciousness of tonight. It is not my intention to delay you any longer. We are fully aware it's Saturday evening. Our program is a pretty short program, inshallah. So without wasting any further time, it is our pleasure to call upon Hafiz Muhammad Mutala, who is from the third year Jamaat in our madrasa, to recite for us an excerpt from the Holy Quran. Hafiz Muhammad Mutala, Jazakumullah Khair.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي يا بنانا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر كلا لا وزر إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيره بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية. وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. صدق الله العظيم.
Getting back to what young Hafiz Muhammad Mutala recited for us, Surah Al-Qiyamah. What must I tell you, my brothers? If you dwell a little bit into the meaning of this ayah, of the surah of the Holy Quran, it's enough to put the shivers in our lives. Allah Rabbul Izzat in His wisdom has summarized for us in this beautiful surah the awesome and the terror of the day of Qiyamah. He has put it in such succinct manner that those of us who dwell in it a little bit, then we would pay immediate heed to what the ulama ikram, not only from this masjid, from other masajids also, are constantly warning us. By get ready for the day that we will have to confront Allah Ta'ala. We will have to assemble in the court of Allah Ta'ala. We will have to go through a major court case, the decision of which could either be Jannat, may Allah give us all of that, or it could be, may Allah forbid us, Jahannam. My respected brothers, those of us who are akin or quite used to making excuses whenever Hazrat Mawlana makes this appeal to us, ke bhai, think about maut. We make so many excuses. I've got this uzar, that etc, etc. Allah Himself in the Holy Quran is warning us. Ke bhai, on that day there will be no excuses. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَ غِيرًا. There will be no excuses. You will have no recourse, no return. My respected brothers, our humble appeal, inshallah, those of us who have the time and the energy, dwell a little bit into the tafsir of this particular surah. And Hazrat Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who has Muhajir Madani, his kitab has been translated into English also. And his tafsir of this is so succinct, it's in every day, every man's language. Easy for us all to understand. May Allah Ta'ala reward Hafiz Muhammad Ta'ala for this and give him the strength and fortitude to grow and become more and more more and more fluent in the recitation of the Quran. Amen. My respected brothers, now that brings us to the next item on the program. And we have our young Hafiz Ismail Desai, who is in the fifth year Jamaat in our madrasa. He's going to render for us a Naat Sharif. But on a lighter note, when you look at him coming up, don't be beguiled by his size. I leave it to you to make your assessments after you've heard the Naat Sharif. Hafiz Ismail Desai, Jazakumullah. But whilst we are waiting, inshallah, we should recite the Darood Sharif, inshallah.
جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفا کا جام آ گیا اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفا کا جام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا پا گیا پا گیا حاصل زندگی پا گیا پا گیا حاصل زندگی در پہ آقا کے جس دم غلام آ گیا در پہ آقا کے جس دم غلام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا
جزاکم اللہ خیر May Allah Ta'ala reward Hafiz Ismail Desai and may he continue to render for us such inspiring Naat Sharifs. My respected brothers and sisters in the madrasa, what is there for me to say after listening to such a Naat? It is indeed incomplete if we do not develop in our hearts a sincere love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The fulfillment of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala can become totally accomplished together with this love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our ulama ikram constantly tell us, make place in your heart for this love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and together with that, make a sincere effort to make amal upon the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we humbly ask and beg Allah Ta'ala, ki Allah put in our hearts that fikr so that we can begin to love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make amal upon his sunnahs, inshaAllah. My respected brothers, we now would like to introduce you to two of our young students, one in the fifth year of his studies and one in the fourth year of his studies. Hafiz Ahmed Parak, who is in the fifth year, and Hafiz Zaki Wauda, who is in the fourth year of his studies, fourth year Jamaat. They're going to render for us a bayan in Arabic, but we appreciate that all of us will not be able to follow it. So simultaneously there will be a translation by Hafiz Zaki Wauda, inshallah. Listen carefully to what they have to tell us about time and the utilization of time. Jazakumullah khair. Hafiz Ahmed, Zaki.
الحمد لله الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم وأرسل إلينا رسوله النبي المكرم سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عن أصحابه والتابعين بإحسان ومن سار سننهم فاغتنم أوقاته ونظم أما بعد فإن حياة الإنسان تدور حول الوقت فللوقت مكان رفيع في حياته حتى أقسم عليه جل وعلا في كتابه العزيز فقال سبحانه وتعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may peace and salutations be upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily, man's life revolves around time. Therefore, it occupies a lofty position in his life. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a qasam, an oath, with regards to this very time in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wal asr," by the token of time, man is at a loss, except those who believe and do good deeds, and those who advise one another in truth and in perseverance.
وكذلك حثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على اغتنام هذه النعمة العظيمة. في رواية أخرجها البخاري رحمه الله في صحيحه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ.
Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged us to appreciate this great bounty of time. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man is deceived with regards to two bounties, health and free time.
وَلَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ يَحْيَى بْنُ هُبَيْرَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ حَيْثُ قَالَ وَالْوَقْتُ أَنْفَسُ مَا عُنِيتَ بِحِفْظِهِ وَأَرَاهُ أَسْهَلَ مَا عَلَيْكَ يَدِيعُ.
How beautifully Yahya bin Hubayra rahmatullahi alayh explained in his couplets, the most priceless commodity whose protection you can be concerned about is time. Yet I see how you easily waste it.
وَقَدْ غَفَلَ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْيَوْمِ عَنْ هَذَا التَّوْجِيهِ الْإِسْلَامِي فَجَعَلُوا يَأْخُذُونَ أَهَمِّيَّةَ الْوَقْتِ مِنْ غَيْرِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يُرَبَّوْا عَلَى ذَلِكَ.
Today many Muslims are negligent of this great Islamic teaching, so much so that they have begun learning the value of time from other sources besides our beautiful deen, as though they were not nurtured upon this quality in our deen.
يجب على المسلم أن ينتبه إلى الوقت في حياته فالوقت من أغلى ما وهب الله تعالى للإنسان فلا يسوغ للعاقل أن يضيعه سدى.
It is of vital importance that man takes special care of the time available to him in his life. Definitely, time is amongst the most valuable gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has bestowed man with. Therefore, it is not appropriate for an intelligent person to waste his time in futile pursuits.
فلهذا أريد اليوم أن تشاركوني في شعور قيمة هذه النعمة العظيمة. فها أقدم لكم صورا من حياة علمائنا ترسم لنا ضحاياهم في سبيل العلم والحديث وتوضح حرصهم على هذه النعمة النفيسة.
Therefore, I intend today that you join me in an endeavor to understand what the value of time really is. I will now present to you some incidents from the lives of the ulama-i-kiram which illustrate their sacrifices in the path of knowledge and ahadith, and which will inshallah enlighten us with regards to their ardent desire for this priceless commodity.
قال الصحابي الجليل عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه ما ندمت على شيء ندمي على يوم غربت شمسه نقص في أجلي ولم يزد في عملي.
The great Sahabi رضي الله عنه, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, said, I do not regret over anything as much as I regret over a day in which the sun sets in this condition that my life has decreased, yet there was no increase in my actions.
كان الخليل بن أحمد الفراهيدي رحمه الله يقول أثقل الساعات علي ساعة آكل فيها.
Khalil bin Ahmad al-Farahidi rahmatullahi alayhi, the famous linguist, said, the most difficult time for me is the time in which I eat.
Sumi'a Imam al-Haramayn rahimahullahu yaqul ana la anamu wa la akulu 'adatan wa innama anamu idha ghalabani an-nawm laylan kana aw nahara wa akulu idha ishtahaytu at-ta'am ay waqtin kan.
Imam al-Haramayn rahmatullahi alayhi was heard saying, I don't sleep or eat out of habit, rather I only sleep when sleep overpowers me, whether it be night or day. I only eat when I have a strong need to eat.
كان ابن عقيل رحمه الله يقول أنا أقصر بغاية جهدي أوقات أكلي حتى أختار صف الكعك وتحسيه بالماء على الخبز لأجل ما بينهما من تفاوت المضغ.
ابن عقيل رحمة الله عليه would say, I decrease the time I spend eating to my utmost ability, so much so that I prefer to swallow bread soaked in water over normal bread, because the latter takes longer to eat.
يا أسفا ونحن في هذا الزمان نأكل ونشرب ونمشي ونلعب ونضيع أوقاتنا في اللهو واللعب.
Alas, today we waste our time in trivial pursuits.
إخواني في الله لو رحت أستقصي لكم قصص العلماء في الحرص على الوقت لطال الكلام. فحسبنا نصيحة الحسن البصري رحمه الله حيث قال يا ابن آدم إنما أنت أيام فإذا ذهب يوم ذهب بعضك. وقال أيضا أدركت أقواما كانوا على أقواتهم أشد منكم حرصا على دراهمكم ودناريكم.
If I have to continue narrating the incidents of the ulama-i-kiram with regards to their value of time, the speech will become too laborious. Therefore, the advice of Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi is sufficient for us. He said, O son of Adam, your very essence is time. So if a day passes, in reality, a part of you has passed. And he also said that I have met such people who treasure their time more than you treasure your gold and silver.
فنسأل الله أن يرزقنا انتهاج سبيلهم في جميع الشؤون وأن يوفقنا للاستفادة من أعمالنا وأوقاتنا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين.
We beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to emulate their ways in all our matters, and that He grants us the ability to derive benefit from our short lifespans. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Jazakum Allah khair to Hafiz Ahmed and Hafiz Zaki Vauda for that very inspiring discussion on time. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, how often have we not heard our ulama ikram talk to us about the effective utilization of time? Each day wasted, each day spent, we are hurtling closer and closer towards our qabr. When are we going to realize this? There's an explosion of knowledge all amidst us. There's plenty of people who are claiming to know lots of things, but the spiritual development is lacking. This emancipation of our heart and the cleansing of our heart can only occur in the company of our pious elders, my respected brothers. And there are pious elders in this masjid and elsewhere who are killing themselves, who are sacrificing life. Day is becoming night, night is becoming day, just to ensure that our spiritual growth occurs. Let us utilize time in an effective manner and be وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ in the company of the pious ones. May Allah Ta'ala reward all of you for being here tonight. May Allah Ta'ala accept your coming here tonight We didn't welcome you deliberately, my respected brother, because there were people coming and going the nikah. All of you are seated here, made such an effort. May Allah give you jazaa khair and give you the best in this world and the hereafter. My respected brothers, we have come to a program, item on our program, which is the highlight of our program, which is the khatam of Mishkatul Masabih. This is one of the kitabs of the many ahadith kitabs. But in the fifth year of study, the students complete this kitab. And tonight, inshallah, will be the khatam of the completion of this kitab. This is no ordinary kitab, my respected brothers. It's a compilation of the Mubarak words of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is those things which will determine either goodness or the opposite in our lives, my respected brothers. Those things which will guide us towards Jannat and those things that will guide us away from Jannat, my respected brothers. Like we have when a Hafiz al-Quran makes khatam of his Quran, we have khatam of the Hifz. We give great azmat to the Quran. Indeed we should. But similarly we give great azmat, respect and awe to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when a hadith kitab is made khatam, we also make khatam mubarak, khatam sharif of it, my respected brothers. So to give us an idea of what this kitab is all about, a kind of a muqaddama or an introduction, one of our students, Hafiz Bilal Jakura sahab, who is also in the fifth year Jamaat, he will give you a brief idea of what this Mishkat or Masabi is all about. Hafiz Jakura.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد لئن كان في المشكات يوضح مصباحه لئن كان في المشكات يوضح مصباحه فذلك مشكات وفيها مصابيح. The poet says, if in a niche a single light is made bright, then this is a niche and in it are many lanterns or lights. Learned ulama ikram and respected audience, mishkat literally means a niche. The Oxford Dictionary defines a niche as a shallow recess in a wall. It is generally used to place lanterns or light or lamps within it, so that their light becomes bright. Allah Ta'ala has used these words to describe His very own Noor in Surah An-Noor, in the ayat which is also known as Ayat An-Noor. Allah Ta'ala says, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. The example, the parable of the Noor of Allah Ta'ala is like a niche wherein there is a bright light. Mishkatul Masabih is part and parcel of the vast literary works in the field of ahadith, like Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, and numerous other kitabs of ahadith. Hadith, we know, comprises of the sayings and mode of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is the second most important source of our Sharia. In fact, the Quran cannot be understood without the Hadith Sharif. Therefore, it is impossible to make amal upon deen without the Hadith Sharif. Mishkat Sharif was originally compiled under the title Masabih al-Sunnah by Allama Abu Muhammad al-Husayn al-Baghawi rahmatullahi alayhi. Thereafter, Allama Waliyuddin ibn Abdullah al-Tabrizi rahmatullahi alayhi revised this compilation and called it Mishkatul Masabih. Allama Tabrizi rahmatullahi alayhi added 1511 ahadith to the original compilation of Allama Baghawi rahmatullahi alayhi. Therefore, the total number of ahadith found in Mishkatul Masabih equal 5945 ahadith. These ahadith cover a wide range of topics. For example, Iman, Tahara, Salah, Zakah, Sawm, business transactions, inheritance, marriage, divorce, food, drink, etiquette, jihad and the signs of Qiyamah, and many other topics. Many commentaries have been written on Mishkat Sharif, and it has also been translated into English, Persian and Urdu. The most famous of and most comprehensive of all these commentaries is an Arabic commentary written by the famous Hanafi scholar Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi. As early as the 1400s, Mishkatul Masabih was incorporated into the curriculum of all the Darul Ulooms. Today, even in South Africa, Mishkatul Masabih forms an integral part of the curriculum of all the Darul Ulooms within the country. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He enlighten our hearts with His Noor through the barakat of this Mishkat Sharif Khatam. Jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah khair to Hafiz Bilal Jakura for the introduction. While the students are getting ready for the actual khatam, Maulana is going to do the necessary, and inshallah he will conclude with dua. So whilst they're getting arranged, I want to take this opportunity of not only thanking you for taking the trouble and coming to this program and Jalsa, but also appealing to you to make dua for us and for the madrasa. Many of us are not aware that Madrasa Hamidiyah existed in our surroundings. But not far from here, just on the corner of Antelope and Crescent Street, not very far from Masjid al-Hilal, is our madrasa. We beseech you, make dua for the madrasa, make dua for all of us at the madrasa. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala turns out ulama-ikram from there who will be able to serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And you are most welcome to visit the madrasa whenever you want to. Become part of the madrasa, it is your madrasa. In conclusion, my respected brothers, this is a very difficult task for me. I'm going to hand over to Maulana and then we will conclude with his dua, inshallah. I want to take this opportunity of thanking our asatiza ikram, my respected brothers. Each one of them, from Hazrat Maulana himself, right down to the other asatiza, my respected brothers, they have broken their backs. They have worried about us. They have taken so much of trouble, but we as their students were not able to fulfill their haq, my respected brothers. Today when a teacher in a school or a lecturer at a university makes a false move, or he does something incorrect, the students are there to support him and guide him, even if he preaches non-Allah, non-dini issues. But here our ulama ikram are sacrificing on whatever Allah Ta'ala gives them in the way of their jaza. But they're taking it in their strides and they're breaking their head. You've no idea what goes on in the madrasa, my respected brothers. Ask me and I will tell you. Not all the university education this banda had the opportunity of going through equals to just 1 year in the madrasa, my respected brothers. This 1 year in the madrasa is enough to turn your heart inside out, my respected brothers. May Allah Ta'ala give them jazaa khair. May Allah Ta'ala give them long life. Amen. And may Allah Ta'ala make their shoulders broad enough to forgive us for our shortcomings. We were not able to fulfill their haqs. And we appeal to them to continue to make dua for each and every one of our students. Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib will take us through the khatam, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن بهز بن حكيم النبي عن جده رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في قوله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس قال أنتم تتمون 70 أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله تعالى رواه الترمذي وابن ماجه والدارمي وقال الترمذي هذا حديث حسن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن بهز بن حكيم عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في قوله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس قال أنتم تتمون 70 أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله تعالى رواه الترمذي وابن ماجة والدارمي وقال الترمذي هذا حديث حسن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن بهز بن حكيم عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في قوله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت الناس قال أنتم تتمون 70 أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله تعالى رواه الترمذي وابن ماجة والدارمي وقال الترمذي هذا حديث حسن.
وعن بهز بن حكيم عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في قوله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس قال أنتم تتمون 70 أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله تعالى رواه الترمذي وابن ماجة والدارمي وقال الترمذي هذا حديث حسن.
السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. درود شریف. نحمده ونصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد. the journey of these students, which commenced with Kitabul Iman in Mishkar Sharif, has now come to a conclusion with this last Hadith Sharif which was recited before you. The very brief introduction which was given by one of the students with regard to Mishkar Sharif just gives us some idea of what Mishkar Sharif is. Otherwise, it requires hours and hours if we have to go into a detailed research and analysis of this monumental work. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says is not out of his own whim and fancy. Just to give you an explanation, it is the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He does not say anything out of his own accord. So the technical discussion of wahi and all the other related matters, there's no time for that, and it will not really benefit very much the audience that we have here. But in the class, all these things are discussed at length. Again, what is isnad, and what is hadith hasan, what is hadith marfu, and what is hadith za'if, and all the other matters that are related to hadith sharif is discussed in the class, because there the students have got a background knowledge, they have got an accumulated knowledge before they come to these hadith discussions. But here, for the purpose of the audience, I will just give you some idea of what this hadith sharif which they just recited entails. But just before this hadith sharif, as I was just looking at it, Hazrat Muawiyah bin Qurra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, وعن معاوية بن قرة عن أبيه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فسد أهل الشام فلا خير فيكم. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when fasad will spread in the people of Sham, Syria, then there is no goodness left for you. Now there is great discussion about what this all means, because in the Ahadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had encouraged people to make hijrat to Sham. Qiyamah also, this area of Syria, there is great discussion as to what will happen there when Qiyamah will take place. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in Sham, and the Sahaba kiram, and so many other things. But he says when fasad will appear there, in other words, when the people of Sham themselves, when the people of Syria, when they will give up Sharia in their lives, when they will also indulge in those sins and vices and evils which the people who do not have faith and belief will indulge in, then there will be no khair even in Sham. In other words, after that it will not be encouraged that you make hijrat and go to Sham, and a great detailed discussion takes place on that. But then after that, it is mentioned here in this Hadith Sharif, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the Sahabis, he says, قُلْتُ لِأَبِي جُمُعَةَ رَجُلٍ مِنَ السَّحَابَةِ حَدِّثْنَا حَدِيثًا سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That relate to us some hadith sharif which you heard from Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ نَامْ أُحَدِّثُكُمْ حَدِيثًا جَيِّدًا. He said, I will give you a very beautiful hadith which I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will relate to you. تغدينا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعنا أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. He says that we had breakfast, so to say, on the dastarkhan of Rasul Pak صلى الله عليه وسلم, and there together with us was Hazrat Abu Ubaidah. And Hazrat Abu Ubaidah رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, فقال يا رسول الله أحد خير منا أسلمنا وجاهدنا معك. قال نعم قوم يكونون من بعدكم يؤمنون بي ولم يروني. He said, Ya Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, will anybody be better than us that we brought iman upon you and we made jihad with you? So obviously nobody can be better than us. He was saying it out of shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala gave us this tawfiq that we brought iman and we made jihad with you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, the people who will come after you, they will bring iman upon me without seeing me. Now there are other hadiths also which have discussed this issue. Now this does not mean that the people that will come after the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een, who did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam but brought iman, then they will be greater than the Sahabas. There's a consensus of opinion that all the great awliya of the ummah put together, they cannot reach the stage of the lowest Sahabi. So here it is excelling in a certain department. There can be a person, for example, who is reading the Quran Sharif the whole night and is fasting the whole year, every day, and it is, and most of the Sahabas did not do that in their lives. So now we will say that in that particular department, he may have had more rozas, more namaz, more zikr, more tilawat, but he will not exceed the stage or level of the Sahabas, because they had the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is sufficient for their greatness. But what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving is a virtue for the people who are coming after him. People like us who will look at the Quran Sharif, look at the Hadith Sharif, and we will talk about the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now all these things, if we have to discuss, of course it requires a lot of time, and that is not my purpose here tonight. But then he comes to a hadith just prior to this one, in which has been related by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna Allah tajawaza an ummati al khata wal nisyan. Now why did he bring this hadith sharif, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven and overlooked when a person makes mistake, when he has erred, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not punish him on that. He does not consider that as a sin when the person has genuinely erred and made a mistake. With regards to this world, the punishment will be meted out. There will be, for example, a person was trying to shoot a buck, and instead of shooting the buck, he shot a human being. So it's not that now he will go free, but he will not be punished by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for committing a murder. So like that. Now there is again great discussion on this, but why does he bring this here? After all these hadiths, now he is bringing it here. To give us the lesson that he may have, although he tried his level best to keep all these reports of ahadith that he has compiled in here free of error and mistakes, but as a human being there is a possibility and a likelihood that there could be some mistake or some error. So he says there, then you must look at this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that it was not intentional, it was not deliberate, some mistake could have occurred, so you must overlook that. And then comes this final hadith of reported by Hazrat Baz ibn Hakim radiallahu ta'ala an, in which he says that he heard Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam say, with regards to the ayat, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, he says that you are the completion of 70 ummats, and you are the best amongst them and the most honored. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that you are the completion of 70 ummats. Now again here, there has been discussion about these 70 ummats, that what does this 70 refer to? So they have said that the 70 is to show that there were great number of ummats, not limited to 70. But some have said that 70 major ummats, and the completion of that ummat is this ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the other ummats and groups, they fall within that 70. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that you are the best amongst them and the most honored, most respected, most esteemed. Now why? So the reason for that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned in that same ayat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is discussing that same ayat, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, you are the best of people evolved for the benefit of mankind. What do you do? تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Because you fulfill this function and this duty, therefore you are khayr ummat, that you call towards good, you stop people from doing evil, and you believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It has been discussed in the commentaries of Mishkat Sharif that from time immemorial, from day one, this ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was known as khayr ummat, although it came into existence when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and when they accepted Islam upon his hands, then we will say that ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into existence. But that does not mean that it was not khayr ummat before that. It was known as khayr ummat, the best of ummat, from day one. Just to give you an example, that if there is a seed, a mango seed, then if somebody says that this mango seed has got a whole tree in it, and that tree has got another million mangoes in it. So now, what he is saying is the truth, that this seed is known to have a whole tree in it when it's going to be planted, when it's going to be watered, and when it is going to grow, and after some years then this tree is going to bear fruit. But at that stage, everything is in that seed. So like that, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the seed was already there. But the zuhur of that came in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this function of the ummat is what makes it khayr ummat. Invitation towards good, asking the people to stay away from all that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with and which is haram and forbidden, and to believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, have a firm conviction. Now if you look at the Quran Sharif ayat and you look at the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's so much with regards to this Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. It is unfortunate that we take it for granted that this Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar is a department which is of the ulama, of the mashayikh, of the tabligh jamaat and all others who are calling towards good. It's not that. It is the duty of every Muslim. There will be a difference of how he is going to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, who is going to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. He will look at the occasion, he will look at his knowledge, and then the person who is making Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, he has to also have an extensive knowledge of what is Ma'ruf and what is Munkar. Because sometimes what is not Ma'ruf, he will start making giving invitation towards that. And what is not munkar, he will start stopping from that. Or he will become very hard. He will not know the difference between what is farz and what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, what is makruh e tanzihi, makruh e tahrimi, what is haram. And then he will just paint everybody with the same brush. He will find somebody negligent on some mustahab and he will start using the same language that he would use on somebody that is neglecting a farz. So that is also important, that that person must have that kind of knowledge. But if we look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is tremendous amount of warning for those people who are not making Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. And especially when we are seeing it before our very eyes. Therefore that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man ra'a minkum munkaran fal yughayyirhu bi yadi. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ وَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ عَضَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. That the person who sees a munkar being committed. So the muhaddisin have stated that when you see it with your eyes, then it becomes compulsory now. That if you have the ability to stop it by force, you use your force and stop it. The governments of the Muslim or the Muslim countries, if they can stop such kind of munkarat by force, they must use force. Or the parent has got some authority, the teacher has got some authority, the husband has got some authority, the father has got some authority over the children. So like that they use some force and stop them. If you cannot do that, you stop it with your speech, with your tongue. That means at least tell the person what you are doing is wrong. This is haram, this is forbidden, stay away from it. And if you cannot do that, then at least think of that sin as haram, as a forbidden thing. And that is the lowest degree of iman. Now imagine if the lowest degree of iman is just to think of that sin as a sin, but being unable to do anything about it. Then where is their iman when the person is committing sins and is bragging about his sins? When he's committing sins and is advertising his sins in the newspapers and on the television and in all other media. When the person is committing a sin and is defending and justifying those sins, then where is the iman? Because iman, the lowest degree of that is when you look at the sin, then you deep down in your heart, you look at it and you feel hurt that how weak I am, that I don't even have the strength to stop this person committing this sin with my speech. I don't have the courage to tell this person that this is haram and this is forbidden. So that's supposed to be the weakest. Now here the person is actually committing the sin and then justifying the sin, so where can there be iman after that? And this is unfortunately our situation today, that sins are being committed before our very eyes, in our own homes. We will go all around the world and we will tell the people must stay away from haram. But when it comes to our own homes, then we don't have the courage to throw out that which is filth and which is haram from our lives and from our homes. In fact, our children will be doing those very things which we are telling everybody not to do. And they are little children, but right in front of our eyes they will be watching the filth on the internet sites, or they will be watching the television. But we as fathers, we will have no courage to tell that little child that no, this is haram, and we'll have no courage to throw that television out of the house. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. He says that this, regarding this ayat, that you are the best of ummats. But why? Because this is your sifat. And therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, read Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi's kitab Amr bil ma'ruf nahi al munkar. How many hadiths he has compiled, and all the books of hadith have got that. That if you are not going to make Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, then a time will come when even your pious people will make du'as, but their du'as will not be accepted. You will plead to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but He will not listen to your pleas. Why? Because there is a negligence with Amar bil Maruf, Nahi anil Munkar. And this is one lesson if we can take from this majlis. If I have to speak on this, we can speak for hours. But the one lesson that we can take from this last hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is recorded in this kitab, is this, that you are the completion of the 70 ummats, and you are, Allah Ta'ala has given you a very high position, great esteem, but not because of your names. It's not that because we are born in a Muslim home and we have a Muslim name, so we are khayre ummat. Khayre ummat, we must have that sifat, we must have that courage, we must have that strength, and we must have the ability to call towards everything that is khair and stop from everything that is evil. We have to make that effort in our homes, in our society, in our neighborhood, wherever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us. But there is no khair in a person who is not making Amar bin Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. However, I've just mentioned the other day in the majlis that person has to use diplomacy, tact, he has to see the occasion. If he is preempting that this person, the moment I'm going to tell him something, he's going to make one big speech against Sharia and against Deen and against the Quran and against the Sunnah, that you are orthodox and this is not haram. And now if you're expecting that, then at such a time you make a lot of dua for that person. And then find a suitable occasion to speak to that person. It must not be like taking a brick and hurtling it at somebody. Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he was making wuzu. And whilst making wuzu, he saw that one person, he just put his leg like that and didn't even wash properly. And some part of the heel was left dry. So hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, waidu lil aqab ibn al-nar. So now he told him, he says, "By my sight is gone a little weak, and sometimes I can't see properly whether my leg is washed properly." And in the hadith sharif this comes there. So therefore I'm going to wash my feet and you check if everything is nicely washed. So he said, "Hazrat, where can your feet be left? I realized that I made the mistake." And on one occasion one person had his pants below the ankles. So now he did not know him. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayh, one day he was traveling in the train and he saw one person with his pants below the ankles. And he just told him, he said, "Hadith Sharif mein is par mumaniyat aayi hai, Allah Ta'ala naraz hota hai. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ne mana kiya hai. So pull up your pants above the ankles." So he said, "Tumhari shariat ki aisi taisi." Nauzubillah. In other words, to hell with your shariat. So So Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi said, since then I caught my ears that in future I'm not going to say directly until first I've brought him closer, built up some good relationship with him, he gets some respect for what I'm going to tell him, then I'm going to tell him straight. So there are so many incidents of this nature we will find in the history, that how they made tabligh and how they got the message across. So this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is giving us that lesson, that we being khayra ummat, it is our duty that we must make amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar, and if we are not going to do that, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given grave warnings, and we can see that that is exactly what is happening in the ummat at large today. But we must not be narrow in our outlook and say, now this amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar has to be done exactly like this. The Quran and Sunnah, if you have to look at it, when the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum ajmain went out, it was not that they always made tabligh in a particular fashion. They saw the occasion. Some places there was a whole waz that was given. Some places there was just one short nasihat that was given. Some places there was just some Quranic verse that was recited. Some places some hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were related. But the fact is that none of the Sahabis, you won't find one Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who tolerated that in his own home there should be any kind of sin or any kind of vice or any kind of evil or in his own life. I mean, they were very particular, so much so that all the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they wanted to see it in the lives of their children also. So all this effort which is being made in through the masajid, through the khanqas, through the tabligh jamaat and through the madaris and through the darul ulooms, it is all for the purpose of amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar, to call people towards good and stop people from doing evil. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the completion of the Mishkat Sharif by these students of Madrasa Hamidiyya. May Allah ta'ala make them alim ba amal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked a dua, Allahumma inni na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. O Allah, inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. O Allah, I seek protection in you from that knowledge which does not benefit. The person sometimes accumulates knowledge, and especially as our brother mentioned, that these days is an explosion of knowledge. You can pick up kitabs and books and on the internet and everywhere is nothing but knowledge, explosion. But when it comes to amal, then we've got it all sealed up somewhere. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make them alim ba amal. Allah ta'ala use them for the hidayat of the ummat. And Allah Ta'ala increase them in their knowledge. And Allah Ta'ala accept the efforts that have been put in by the principal and the staff of the madrasa. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect the madaris, the masajid, the khanqas, the tabligh jamaat, and all other dini activities from all kinds of fitnas, from the mischief of nafs, shaitan, and from the mischief of the enemies of Islam. It's a Mubarak occasion, khatam of Mishkat Sharif. Let's make dua. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار الأيوب غفار الذنوب الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ اس مبارک محفل کے اندر میرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی احادیث شریف سنائی گئی, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شان میں نعت شریف سنائی گئی, اے اللہ کلام پاک کی تلاوت ہوئی, اے اللہ اس سب کی برکت سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر, او اللہ with the برکت of the recitation of the قرآن شریف, with the recitation of the نعت شریف, and with the completion of مشکات شریف, او اللہ forgive each and every one of us, یا اللہ forgive each and every one of us, یا اللہ forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummat of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے میرے پیارے خدا, there is no doubt that we have shown great negligence with regards to امر بالمعروف and نہی عن المنکر. اے میرے پیارے خدا, out of your shan of رحیمی and کریمی you made us the best of all ummats. اے میرے رحیم اللہ، اے میرے کریم اللہ، ہم نے اس کی قدر نہیں کی. اے اللہ، دن رات ہم گناہ کرتے رہے، ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی ہیو بین سننگ. یا اللہ، وی ہیو بین سیئنگ سنز کمیٹڈ بیفور اور ویری آئیز ان اور اون ہومز، بٹ اٹ ڈز ناٹ اسٹر اور ہارٹس، اٹ کازز نو فراؤن آن اور فورہیڈز. اے اللہ، اس جرم عظیم کو تیرے فضل و کرم سے معاف کر دے. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، forgive each and every one of us, our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ay Allah, the sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ay Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make amal on the Quran and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam کی سیرت کو سمجھنے کی اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ، ہم بے حد کمزور ہیں، ہم ضعیف ہیں، ہم ناتواں ہیں، ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں، ہم مجرم ہیں، ہم خطاکار ہیں. اے اللہ، ہم گندے ہیں، ہم سب کچھ ہے مگر تیرے بندے ہیں. اے اللہ، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم جائے کہاں؟ اے اللہ، اس مبارک محفل کی برکت سے ہمارے دلوں کو نور ایمان سے منور فرما. اے اللہ، strengthen the ایمان in our hearts, light up our heart with the نور of ایمان, with the نور of تقوی, with the نور of زہد and قناعت, with the نور of شکر. اے اللہ, light up our hearts with the نور of عبادت, تلاوت. اے اللہ, give us such a bond and connection with you and your رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that you have ordered and to restrain ourselves from everything that you have prohibited. Ay mere pyare Allah, hum sabko sehat de, bless us with good health, with long life, with spiritual health and physical health. Allah, bless us all with prosperity, bless us with happiness, with contentment, with qanaat, with tawakkul, with taqwa, with zuhd. Ay Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma, tera qurb naseeb farma. Ay Allah, hamare gunahon ki wajah se تیری نگاہ رحمت ہم سے مت پھیر. یا اللہ, we understand that it is because of our sins that the ummah is suffering everywhere in the world. But oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed in Taif, in Uhud and in so many places. Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he shed for this ummah. اے اللہ, امت کو نیک بنا دے, امت کو ایک بنا دے. اللہ, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف پیرنٹس اینڈ چلڈرن, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف ہسبینڈز اینڈ وائفز, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف فیملی ممبرز, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ, گیٹ دا انٹائر امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ٹو میک اٹ دیئر کنسرن ٹو میک امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر. اے اللہ, نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دن رات ہمارے لیے مانگتے رہے, مانگتے رہے. اے اللہ, ڈے اینڈ نائٹ ہی کرائڈ فار اس. اے اللہ, ہی واز سٹورڈ ان طائف, ہز شو مبارک گیٹس فلڈ ود ہز بلڈ. اے اللہ, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فالز ڈاؤن ان کانشس ان وحد. اے اللہ, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سٹینڈز ہول نائٹ ان پریئر, ہز فیٹ سویل. اے اللہ, ہی از بوائیکاٹڈ اینڈ آسٹرسائزڈ فار 3 سالڈ ایئرز فار نو ادر سن بٹ دیٹ ہی واز کالنگ ٹوورڈز یو. Ay Allah, his companions had no other sin but they were inviting towards you. Ay Allah, humne uski koi qadar nahi ki. Ay Allah, the life which is gone is gone, but the life which remains, O Allah, make us do those things that are pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, all the madaris, the khanqas, Ya Allah, the work of dawat and tabligh. Ay Allah, the darul ulooms, the masajid. Allah, protect them from all the fitnas. Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Allah, is mubarak majlis ki barkat se, Allah, Palestine ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Allah, Masjid Aqsa ko Yahudi zalim ke qabze se azad farma. Allah, it is because of our weakness, O my beloved Allah, but do not seize us because of our sins. Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Uhud and in Badr and in Khandaq and at the time of Fateh Makkah. Allah, aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. Allah, hum kamzor ho gaye, tu to mere maula kamzor nahi hua. Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Allah, bless us with the life of ikhlas. Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. اخلاص کی توفیق سے سب کو مالا مال فرما. اے اللہ سب کو ایک دوسرے کی قدر کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم his entire life he made duas for us, especially in حجت الوداع how much he prayed for us. Allah, all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. اے اللہ جتنے دینی ادارے چل رہے سب کو تو قبول فرما. اے اللہ ان طلباء کو بھی تو نیک بنا, صالح بنا, عالم و عمل بنا. سارے عالم کے اندر ان سے دین کی خدمت تو لے لے. اے اللہ ان کے اساتذہ کی محنت کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ ان کے مدرسے کی غیب سے کفالت فرما. ہر قسم کی عافیت اور سلامتی نصیب فرما. ہر قسم کے آفات بلیات اور مصائب سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دین پر ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد و علی آل سیدنا محمد و بارک وسلم. اے اللہ ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. اے اللہ ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. اے اللہ when the angel of death visits us, don't let him find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or a gambling den or committing adultery or fornication or a bottle of wine in our hands or popping drugs in our mouth, ay Allah, or committing any kind of evil or haram. Allah, when the angel of death visits us, when the time of our departure from this world comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you, O my Allah. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.